It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We begin today by marking 6 years since the terror attacks of 9/11. Those 6 years have seen wars launched in Iraq and Afghanistan. They've seen sweeping reforms of U.S. intelligence and domestic security operations, and hundreds of billions of dollars spent overseas on what's come to be known as the War on Terror. Yet the threat from al-Qaeda remains grave. U.S. intelligence officials speak of a terror network that, far from declining, appears to be gathering strength. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
6 years ago today, the al-Qaeda threat looked something like this: a shadowy terrorist network bent on attacking the U.S. and led by two men, Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri, hiding along the Afghan-Pakistan border. 6 years on, and the broad outlines of the threat look pretty much the same. In the two videos he released to commemorate the 9/11 anniversary, bin Laden's beard may be blacker, but his hatred of the United States is clearly undiminished. Bin Laden declaring there that U.S. policy in Iraq has failed. The Bush administration dismissed the tape. On Fox News this past weekend, White House advisor Francis Townsend suggested bin Laden isn't capable of much these days beyond bluster.
This is about the best he can do. This is a man on the run from a cave who's virtually impotent other than these tapes.
But plenty of people disagree.
Frankly, I think Ms. Townsend is trying to give us a spin to explain why this president took his eye off the ball and failed to kill this man or bring him to justice when he had the opportunity.
That's former CIA officer and National Security Council staffer Bruce Rydell. He argues bin Laden and his deputies today are far from impotent.
Every major terrorist operation in the United Kingdom over the last 5 years, including the July 2005 attack on the London subways, and last year's plot, which was thwarted before it was able to destroy 10 jumbo jets over the North Atlantic, was linked back to al-Qaeda in Pakistan and to the senior leadership of al-Qaeda in Pakistan.
That pattern was apparent again just last week when officials in both Denmark and Germany announced they had thwarted bomb plots and arrested men with suspected ties to al-Qaeda.
Offensichtlich in Pakistan in den Ausbildungslagern ausgebildet.
Wolfgang Schäuble, Germany's interior minister, told reporters the three men arrested there all allegedly trained at a camp in Pakistan. According to a national intelligence estimate completed this summer, al-Qaeda has rebuilt a safe haven inside Pakistan. It remains as determined as ever to attack the U.S., and it would like to use chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons to do so. CIA Director Mike Hayden sounded this warning 5 days ago.
We assess with high confidence that al-Qaeda is focusing on targets that would produce mass casualties, dramatic destruction, and significant economic aftershocks.
Hayden's boss, National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell, told Congress yesterday that while al-Qaeda has rebuilt, the group is still not as strong as it was back on 9/11. That's the argument his boss, President Bush, has made when confronted with evidence of a revitalized al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda would have been a heck of a lot stronger today had we not stayed on the offense. And it's in the interest of the United States to not only defeat them overseas so we don't have to face them here, but also to spread an ideology that'll defeat their ideology every time.
That line about defeating the terrorists overseas so we don't have to face them here is a favorite of the president's. He uses it to defend ongoing U.S. military operations in Iraq. But former senior CIA analyst Paul Pillar says it's misleading.
It's as if terrorists were polite enough to have the courtesy to fight us only one place at a time. They aren't like that.
CIA veteran Bruce Rydell is also skeptical of the administration's claims of progress in the war on terror. He notes that while there was progress right after 9/11, no senior al-Qaeda leaders have been killed or captured in Pakistan in more than a year. Rydell also points to the flood of messages this year from al-Qaeda's media wing. Zawahiri has released at least 10 tapes so far. And, Rydell argues, al-Qaeda has succeeded spectacularly at launching new franchise groups across the Middle East.
There's one in Iraq that's extremely deadly. There's another one in Saudi Arabia, which looks to be temporarily in eclipse, but which I wouldn't rule out coming back big time in the future. And there's a stronger and more deadly one now in North Africa.
That one, al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, tried just last week to assassinate Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. And, Rydell says, there are now smaller al-Qaeda franchises popping up across Europe. Signs of an enemy that, he believes, is today more determined and more deadly than ever. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.